As promised, Jessie Dewey is with me. She is the president of the Two Harbors Moose Lodge. And I think, Jessie, this is the first time you've been here at the station. So welcome and thanks for being here.
Thanks, Claudia.
Yeah. So I asked Jessie to come here. Partly the timing actually turned out really well because, as you just heard, there's a lot going on with Moose Lodge this weekend. They are right in the heart of the winter frolic. But I think we should start with a little bit of background because many listeners probably do not know much about Moose Lodge other than to have been to a few events there. So can you give us some history of, like, why the Moose Lodge forms? What is it? You know, what does it do for Two Harbors?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Moose Fraternity is an international organization, and they charter individual units. They hold the not-for-profit 501c8 fraternal organization status.
Okay.
And they charter individual units that branch off and form in communities. And the primary mission was originally founded to support Moose Heart, which is actually a city in Illinois.
Hmm.
They have a facility where they it's a second chance for children that would not otherwise get one.
Hmm.
They have...
Really?
Yeah.
So it sort of started as a second chance...
For children.
So nothing to do with the North and the Moose up here. That's kind of what I thought.
Correct. Yep. So that's the main organization as
okay.
a whole. And so it is, I believe it was 1915 that Two Harbors Moose 1463 got their charter from Moose International to form a unit. There are some units out there across the country that don't have lodges. But they hold meetings elsewhere and fundraise in other ways.
Okay. So the lodge meaning the building,
the
place
building.
You exist.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Has this Two Harbors Moose Lodge been the building for a long time? Almost 100 years?
The building has been there actually since 1979.
Okay.
Prior to that, they actually had the building that is now Due North. And prior to that, I don't remember the dates, but there's out there on, if you go to MinnesotaMooseAssociation.com, there's actually a library. And looking up the Two Harbors Moose Lodges, there's some local history on our lodge. And
interesting.
There was actually a family, the father passed away and the mother couldn't take care of all the children on her own. And so there was actually a family that graduated, I believe it was back in the 30s. There was an article in the paper. There was a family from Two Harbors that graduated from Moose Heart.
Very interesting. And when you say second chance, do you mean kids who have had, like, wayward behaviors or kids who have lost their parents or all of the above? Or what does the second chance thing come from?
Back in the day, it was children who lost their father back then.
Okay.
The fathers were the ones that could be members back in that day, just the way the organization was designed during those times.
Yeah.
So then it was a way for they have houses, schools. They take care of all of their needs.
Oh. Yeah, that answers my question.
Okay, great.
And would you say Moose Lodge still, like, what's the focus today? Where has it evolved to?
That still is the number one mission. Moose Heart is still active, growing. They also, it would have been after Moose Heart, they actually developed a senior community down in Port Orange, Florida, on the St. John's Bay, on St. John's River, for senior members to live out their twilight years.
Hmm.
So a lot of the, you know,
the young and the old.
Yes, a lot of the funding, you know, the funding goes to support those causes, as well as here in the community.
Yes. So what do we have here today? Is it a nonprofit?
It is a 501c8 not-for-profit.
501c8, not a C3, but not-for-profit. And I don't know, I'm always hearing about stuff the Moose Lodge is doing, and you ought to know because you're running all this. So what kinds of things do you do, and And how do you get your money to do them?
So our primary focus is youth and seniors, following the Moose mission itself.
Yep.
We really try hard to support community partners. We try hard to support the schools, and the students are a big one. We if we're asked, we often will host their athletic year-end banquets and all of that. We do that for them whenever we can. A lot of our charitable giving, a lot of the funds that cover those is through our charitable gaming license.
Oh, okay.
That's
'cause a lot of people go there and spend money and also get tickets, like what are they called?
We have pull tabs, meat raffle, bingo, any of those gaming, gambling. That revenue is primarily what we're able to use for donations out in the community.
Okay. Yep. And how many members, is it like dues paying members? Do you have dues if you're a member?
We have dues, yes. Yep. We have our lodge dues, and a portion of that goes to Moose Heart, and a portion of it stays with the lodge.
Okay.
The members pay their dues, and that allows them not only access to our lodge, but access to any Moose Lodge in the United States and Canada.
Interesting.
And that was originally what I became a member for. I had friends that hung out down there. It was just kind of a social thing. I don't really go out much. But we thought, well, when we're traveling, you know, a lot of them have food, a lot of them have different things. So something different. And well, we figured for $60 a year, it's kind of like $5 a month to open up this whole new world.
Right.
You have to pay it annually, but, you know.
Right. And have you been to Moose Lodges elsewhere?
I have.
What's the common theme?
Every single one of them is different, but the mission in all of them is the same.
Interesting. Do you get the same feel when you walk in the door, or is it just totally different feels?
It does depend on the community, just different cultures in different areas. We've, you know, been to lodges in other parts of the country. So, you know, just but the baseline is the same. You come in, you're a member, they welcome you. And that's pretty neat. You're part of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And then is it sort of a standard thing that along with the gaming, you're also making money by selling alcohol instead of having a bar scene?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. The bar is there to generate revenue for the mission. And same thing with our kitchen. Sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge. We kind of have a new level. You know, we have to color within the lines due to the 501c8 status and the IRS regulations and such. We are allowed occasionally, like, for example, this weekend for Winter Frolic, we are able to request from Moose International permission to open specific things to the public. They do that so that they can monitor it, make sure we're not violating the IRS code, and make sure we're doing things the proper way. And they carry the insurance, so they want to make sure that we're doing things properly. And they'll give us the okay. We can open to the public. We're fortunate in our lodge. We have a back bar outside because our social quarters is always intended for members only.
Okay.
The bar area would be the social part.
Okay. Yep. Yep. And then this weekend, you're really opening your doors to the public. Tell us what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah. So this evening, we have ours starts kind of at about 5 p.m. tonight. Our kitchen is open. We are open to the public for all of these events this weekend. Our kitchen is open. I'm actually going to be cooking tonight.
Oh, nice.
Our cook, kitchen manager, Lenny, he's going to be participating in the chili cook-off. This will be the first time the Moose has participated in that.
Oh, nice.
So while he's up there, I'm going to cover for him and serve some burgers and apps. And our kitchen is open. We have Ricky Carl taking the stage at 7 p.m. tonight. And then we have the back bar open. Tomorrow I'll be opening the back bar at 9 a.m. during we're allowing the Lions to use the lodge so that they can have their pancake breakfast and raise their funds. And so I'll be opening the back bar at 9 a.m. for that, bartending for a little while. And then we have the vendor fair from 8 to noon that we host. We have, gosh, I hope I don't forget anything. We have.
I know there's a lot. I already announced it. So if you do forget, it's okay.
Kids Bingo, that we started that last year and we were not prepared for the turnout. We were so impressed with the interest in it. So this year we're more prepared, but we have that from 3 to 5. It's free. That's one of the things, our charitable gaming, our gambling, that covers all the costs. We buy all the prizes with those funds. We buy, you know, so there's no charge to play. Kids win prizes. They occupies them for a couple hours. They really had a great time last year, and we did too. Our kitchen will be open. We just have some turnaround time once the Lions are done serving and cleaning up. Then Lenny will be back at the lodge there and open our kitchen for us. We've got a pretty decent menu. It's, you know, kind of the staple pieces, nothing out of the ordinary. But we will have a full menu that'll be open till 7. The bonfire for the carriage ride starting end point is right outside there.
That's
the bonfire's in our yard.
Yeah.
We loved that last year. Then Ricky Carl takes the stage again from 7 to 11 tonight. So
you're going to be a tired woman by Sunday morning.
And tomorrow, a few months back, we reintroduced the breakfast, Sunday breakfast, which was a staple back in the day here in the community, from what I understand.
Oh.
And this weekend, being that we had the dispensation to be open to the public for the weekend, we are opening Sunday breakfast to the public.
Okay, so serving eggs and pancakes?
Yep, he does pancakes, eggs, he can do some omelets. I think he's got a breakfast sandwich on there. Kind of your staple, your meat, eggs, potatoes, and he's got a little variety. We're growing on that. We have to start somewhere, and biscuits and gravy, I think he does too, and so.
And then is part of the purpose also to encourage more members? Like, do you join as a family or do you join as a individual, or I mean, how about kids?
So members are individuals. Children of members are welcome to come in with their member. We're a family fraternity. Of course, there's, you know, specific rules and guidelines around, especially following local and state laws, around having, you know, the youth in the social quarters area where we're serving alcohol.
Yeah.
However, like our food is always, it's a family friendly when we do the food. They can always come in for that. And it's really nice when kids are running around. I love doing the holiday parties and just hearing all the laughter and excitement in the kids and giving away free stuff, you know, giving them stockings full of goodies or presents or things like that. But but members join individually. One thing about the Moose, we don't solicit for membership. You'll notice we don't have it out there. Join the Moose. We don't do that. We get to choose, non-discriminatory, of course, and we want to accept everybody we can, but we do get to select members, and so we don't just put it out there. We want to have a meaningful conversation. We want our members to know what they're joining.
Yeah.
If somebody's interested or curious about the Moose, you know, find somebody that's a member, talk to them, you know, get to know, and hopefully they'll invite you, offer to be your sponsor, and invite you to join, and that would be the starting point, would be to talk to somebody that is a member and see if it's going to be something you want to do.
I'm speaking with Jessie Dewey. She is the president of the Two Harbors Moose Lodge. And we have been talking not only about what's going on this weekend, but what's happened with the Moose Lodge in general. And we're out of time. I've been asking you a lot of questions, Jessie, and thank you so much for being with us. Is there anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, not at all. I just appreciate the support of the community. I'm grateful we can, you know, do things for our teachers, our coaches, our students, our seniors, and I just appreciate everybody's support.
Yes, and I will add that KTWH appreciates the support of Moose Lodge also. We do get underwrote by Moose Lodge. So thank you so much, Jessie, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.